On Thursday, July 6, Pettis County Coroner Robert Smith identified the person who died as a result of an accident involving fireworks earlier this week. According to a news release from the Pettis County Sheriff's Department, at approximately 9:51 p.m. on Tuesday, July 4, deputies were dispatched to 206 West Grand Street in Lamont to investigate the reported incident. The release says 28-year-old Moises Martinez of Lamont reportedly was shooting fireworks when the projectile from a mortar round struck him in the face and exploded. Martinez reportedly was transported by Pettis County Ambulance to Western Missouri Medical Center in Warrensburg, where he was pronounced deceased. A Miller County resident was injured in a traffic crash in Cooper County yesterday. According to a report from Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 20-year-old Sidney McAllister Wood of Eldon reportedly failed to yield and traveled into the path of a southbound vehicle driven by 16-year-old Chloe Schlotzauer of Pilot Grove. McAllister Wood reportedly was transported by Cooper County Ambulance to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of minor injuries. Schlotzauer reportedly was not injured. The crash happened just before 11 a.m. at the intersection of Missouri Routes 5 and J. Two Missouri residents, including one from Whiteman Air Force Base in Knobnoster, suffered serious injuries in a rollover traffic accident in Johnson County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 18-year-old Jacob Woodward of Waynesville reportedly traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck a crossover, became airborne, struck the ground, and overturned. Woodward reportedly was flown by Life Flight helicopter, while a passenger in the vehicle, 19-year-old Alexander Bowen, reportedly was transported by ambulance, both to Research Medical Center in Kansas City for treatment. The accident happened just before 1:50 p.m. in the 1100 block of Northeast U.S. Highway 50. And discussions about the wastewater plant and airport were held during a regular session meeting of the Carrollton Town Council on Monday. City Clerk Terry Bell says there are problems with the wastewater plant.
There's going to have to be some fixes on our sewer project that we had with USDA. There's some things that are not running right. So we have hired an engineer to do that, and Jack Van Trump is working along with him. So we're going to set up a meeting so council can decide exactly what the scope of the project is going to be.
In other business, Bell said the council talked about ways to keep the airport in a nicer condition.
They're wanting to do a contract with all of these commercial crop dusters and that type thing. That way we can kind of keep a closer look on who's flying in and out, because I guess the way it is right now, they come in and kind of leave a mess and tear things up. So we need to have more restrictions on our airport.
Bell said no action was taken on these matters during the meeting. They were for only discussion purposes. KMMO News Time is 5:34.